5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Right now, the five-second rule. Free beer, hot wings, Steve Kelly, and Maitland.
Mm-hmm.
Hot wings.
Yes.
You got to finish your three things before the mummy screams.
Oh. Okay. All right. Okay.
It's actually like 5.5 seconds.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Yes, I am.
Name three non-traditional uses for coconut oil.
Oh, to wax your car, to bathe your mother, and to feed a bird.
That was too slow. Steve, you ever feed a bird coconut oil?
Yeah, man, who hasn't?
Yeah, well.
What seems, a joy for them,
seems
huh?
Seems unusual to me.
Yeah.
Steve, name three celebrities that go by one name only.
Madonna, Cher, Charo.
Oh!
Who's we Charo?
Accurate and yet so old.
She's the coochie coochie lady.
Yeah, go
right?
ahead. I want to see you explain this to someone who's never seen her.
Yeah,
she was
playing Charo.
Coochie lady.
She was some kind of singer / entertainer, and she sung about coochie coochie.
How's the song go?
Coochie coochie. She had a really high pitched voice too, right?
Maitland, do you understand now that Steve's explaining this?
Yeah, she was actually, I think she showed up in an episode of The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody on the Disney Channel.
Oh,
so.
Okay. All right, so obviously, so she's actually much more contemporary than we realized.
Yeah.
She was an entertainer in the 60s when you could have almost no skills but a catchphrase and make it to the top. You know, so different than now.
Yes.
Yeah. She was a person that would show up on Johnny Carson a lot, like when he was popular.
Okay.
She was Tonight Show in the 70s and 80s.
Fairly attractive, silly. And a classical guitarist.
Yeah.
A unique combination.
Oh, yeah, I think she was incredibly popular in Brazil or one of the South American countries.
Kelly.
Yes.
Name three ways to pass time on a plane that aren't your iPad.
Painting your nails, massaging your toes, and then clicking your tongue repeatedly for everyone to hear.
That sounds, everything about you makes you the worst passenger ever. Can you imagine sitting by someone on a plane painting their toes?
Or massaging their toes. Ew.
Yeah, both are bad.
I would not care for that.
Like someone just digging their fingers in between.
I don't really mind the smell of nail polish, so it doesn't bother me anytime I see those articles of this bitch went and painted her nails on a plane. Like, that wouldn't bother me.
It wouldn't bother you.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
I love that smell, though.
Pretty strong.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think I would like it.
Maitland. Name three couples who never should have slept together.
Bennifer, Blake Lively, and Ryan Reynolds. That's wrong, but okay.
that's a tough one. Three couples.
Yeah, well, yeah. You got to be pretty fast. I like that you had to admonish yourself.
Brittany and Justin, Angelina and Billy Bob Thornton. Remember that?
Angelina and Brad.
Angelina and her brother.
That's not going. Boy.
Oh, yeah, that one
just
too,
People Angelina has slept with.
A lot of those, yeah.
Billy Bob might have been the best match.
Maybe. She's so pretty. I mean, she has literally just slept with trash. And people love it.
Hot wings.
Yeah.
Name three of the biggest assets of being a woman.
Oh, you can control men with your vagina.
Jugs.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's about all we live for. Yeah. Secret plot behind everything we do.
Kelly, name three of the biggest assets of being a man.
Having a penis, having hair on your nipples and it not being weird.
Oh!
Not having to shave.
Yeah.
Those are all good.
It all checks out.
Steve, name three messy activities that don't involve kids.
Mud wrestling, painting a house.
Oh!
Went with mud wrestling first, huh? Just trying to think of something that's messy in your life?
Yeah.
Changing the oil?
Yeah. Lots of things.
Making
really,
dinner? But no, mud wrestling. Top of the arc.
I'm not going to tell Steve how to live.
Yeah, I got to go with what I know.
Yeah.
Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Name three weird things to see at a bachelor party.
Oh, your mom, your grandma, and a goat.
Oh!
It's all weird. Maitland. Yeah. Name three foods or drinks that make your urine stink.
Ooh, asparagus, coffee, and broccoli. Oh!
And broccoli?
Mm-hmm.
Ever have penicillin?
Yeah.
When you were a kid?
Yeah.
That was always really, it's not food or drink. I mean, you could really stretch it to say it's one or the other, but oh, God, just terrible. Let's see.
Athletes in college used to take that until their pee burned so they could pass drug tests at our school.
They would take it until it burned?
What? Yeah, they would just take as much penicillin as possible because it helped clean out your system, supposedly. Look, I went to a college where kids were also telling each other you could take a shot of bleach or just drink Jell-O mixture really quickly mixed together, and that would help you pass a drug test. And my whole thought was, just don't do drugs.
That would be easier.
I mean, if you're drinking bleach, chill. But yeah, penicillin was one of those where they were like, yeah, you got to take it till your skin itches until it burns.
What? That seems real bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Real bad.
And anecdotally, did it seem like that worked?
I never tried that. And the people who did talk about that, I thought to myself, you've probably never actually done it.
They're probably all dead of an infection.
Probably.
Right? It quit working.
Yeah, right.
And then there's that stuff that actually does make you burn. Like, you know it when you take it. And people take it to pass drug tests all the time.
I don't know what that one is either.
Me neither.
Niacin?
Niacin.
It makes you burn?
It makes you sweat.
Yeah.
Really? Do you take it to pass drug tests?
No, but I know a lot of people who have.
Yeah.
So like they sweat out the drugs before they go pee?
Yeah.
And that anecdotally seems to work? Do we have any proof of these? Or is it just things people say like eat pennies if you get pulled over so you can pass the breathalyzer?
Those.
Which doesn't work.
That's what that is. Yeah, exactly.
From what I've read, what we've been told.
Eat pennies?
Not
just
eat them,
put them
but
in
like
your
put them
mouth,
in your mouth.
Which is so gross. So gross. Even if it was a clean penny, I don't want it in my mouth.
No.
But there is no clean penny anywhere in the world.
Steve, name three things that have been stuck in your teeth.
Broccoli, asparagus, and Pop-Tarts.
I don't believe any of those.
Oh!
What do you mean?
How would those get stuck in your teeth?
How would anything get stuck in your teeth?
You had to get a toothpick to get Pop-Tarts out of between your teeth?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You have weird teeth. Kelly, name three sticky things.
Gum, glue, and stickers.
Oh!
That was pretty easy.
I was going to say something perverted, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Maitland, name three items you can keep in your pocket.
Chapstick, pennies, and tiny dogs.
Oh!
And tiny dogs.
Tiny dogs.
Tiny dog, big pocket.
What's an example of a tiny dog you can keep in your pocket?
A little baby chihuahua.
Teacup.
In your coat.
I suppose that works.
Yeah, you'll accept that, but you won't. Can't understand how Pop-Tarts got stuck in my teeth.
How you can get broccoli in there.
Pop-Tarts was just a bridge too far, Steve. You know it.
Yeah, they dissolve pretty quickly. Popcorn, though? That'd have been good.
Oh, popcorn, like 3 days later. You're like, God, how can that still be in there?
That one little flake that always gets right by your gums and your teeth that you can like be all flappity with your tongue with.
Yeah,
it.
And you can't stop picking at it.
Uh-huh.
It's always a nice little reminder, though, of that great snack you had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Days ago.
Does anyone have that experience ever with Pop-Tarts? Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They don't.
Depends on the one, which one, what has filling, which ones have the certain fillings.
S'mores.
The Pop-Tart popcorn filling one.
Yeah, or the pulled pork Pop-Tart.
Yeah, broccoli Pop-Tarts.
Gross. That's a Hot Pocket.
That is a Hot Pocket.
That's a Hot Pocket.
Maitland. Be a fun game, Hot Pocket or Pop-Tart.
You don't know what's inside until you take a bite.
Yeah, that's a night show game right there.
Maitland, name three foods that you think are sexy.
Ooh, Hot Pockets, spaghetti, and strawberries.
Spaghetti, you talking like Lady and the Tramp?
Like when you're slurping it up nice and slow?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody looks sexy.
All that, all that butter or sauce on your lips.
What is it about Hot Pockets that are sexy, that they have hot in the title?
Yeah. And think about all the uses for a Hot Pocket.
Yeah. Like you like watching your man use one on himself.
It's
yeah.
A Hot Pocket is barely useful as a food.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, you don't know what I was going to ask, Steve.
They're like shoving lava up there.
No matter how long you microwave it, there's always that one cold spot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really gets you going.
Really gets you
and
going.
And also, no matter how long you microwave it, there's always that one spot that's the temperature of the sun.
Yeah, no matter how long it has rested on a plate.
Doesn't matter.
It's still hot. Yeah.
Hot Wings, name three surprising things we'd find in your nightstand that are real.
I don't even know what's in my nightstand.
Really?
No,
is it
I
full
never,
or empty?
It's. I think it's pretty much empty. There's probably like a birthday card I threw in there and
phone charger or something.
There's a stick lighter in there for the candle. That's about it, I think.
Wow.
Dang.
And then like the hardware. Yeah, I don't put stuff in drawers very often.
What a strange thing to say.
I've got all these drawers and nothing to put in there.
No, I really
don't. But then I have all these things that I wish I had space for.
Well, yeah.
Well, what's the point of a dresser?
Well, I just don't. I don't have a lot of necessities near my bed like that, I guess, you know?
You know the nightstand's only for bed necessity?
Well, it
like,
is.
Like, well, I don't need what a battery charger
put
in here.
No, well, my charger's on top, and it's already plugged in. I
just
don't
put
need
a
to
plate
pull.
On
Why
top.
Why would
of
I put that
where
in
you
the
keep
drawer?
All your rubbers?
Man, I don't need no rubbers. Come on.
Why do nightstands have drawers? That's so stupid. Put a plate on top of a stick and put it next to the bed. Enough for me.
Gideon's Bible, don't need it. The Book of Mormon, no thank you.
I definitely don't need that.
Birthday card, perfect.
Yeah. I need this forever.
Just throw it in
mine, when my dentist says happy birthday, you don't want to forget it. It's where it's just stamped from all the employees' names.
It's actually typed out. They just print like a...
I do know the one thing that's in there. The fastener that comes with every dresser that you're supposed to attach to the wall so when the kid climbs on it doesn't tip over. Yeah. No.
Nope.
Yeah. Those must work pretty well in the drawer because I've never attached one to the wall and none of my kids are crushed. No. I know that's not funny.
No, I just...
Because some of you have crushed children.
I told my kids not to be stupid and try to climb my dressers.
Text in now if you're a crushed kid.
Yeah, right?
So I don't put anything in my dresser. They tip over.
It's too top heavy.
Yeah, it would. It does. Yeah.
I do keep an atlas in there in case I want to find out how to drive to Dublin, Ohio at night.
Sometimes you need to know that.
What's the best route? I-75 south is a good start, always.
Always start in that direction.
Got a nice pack of color pencils in case I get bored. Like to wake up in the middle of the night and jot down my feelings on this extra birthday card I got.
This motor trend from 1997 was good vintage.
Yeah.
Maitland, bathroom. Name three things that we'd be surprised to find in your nightstand.
Nasal spray, a book, and scarves.
Cars?
Scarves.
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 Are you at all bothered that you think we would be surprised to find out you have a book in your nightstand? Do you think we think really low of you? She's got a book, guys.
She can't even read.
What do you think she uses that for? Smashing mice?
I'm trying to think of like if there's anything actually surprising in my nightstand.
But the book is the biography of Lee Iacocca.
No.
That's what's so surprising.
It's the autobiography of David Spade.
Is
that's,
it really?
That's not surprising.
Steve. Name three things we'd find in your nightstand.
There's a phone charger, a CPAP mask I never used, and plates.
Plates.
Plates?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's harder than it looks.
From a midnight snack.
Now, doesn't it? Harder to think of what's in a nightstand.
You have a CPAP that you've never used?
Well, the mask. There's it came with one I never used.
Did you just put your mouth right on the machine?
Oh, so you use, like, it came with different fits?
It came with...
Did you just stick the tube in your belly button?
Is that how you're supposed to use it?
I don't know, I man. My breathing isn't stupid.
Shove it up your keister.
Wait, seriously, do you use it at night? Your CPAP?
No. I used it for a couple of months.
Did it help?
Yeah.
Can you tell me why you stopped?
Nope.
Okay. So you don't think you should have stopped, but
I should definitely use it. I should definitely use it. But I just
when
don't.
You used it, did you feel more rested during the day?
Yeah.
And did you like that?
Uh huh.
Do you see why I'm having trouble with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. You're not breaking news to me here.
Yeah. Okay.
This is not something that I'm
just wanted to see
fight about.
How conflicted you were.
Yeah.
Not very. You're very content with your decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So no matter how many times we went through the positives of using it, there's no chance you'd go back to using it.
Well, I just always forget to buy distilled water.
What if you could make some sort of a reminder in an electronic device that you carry with you at all times?
That's impossible.
Okay. You could always get one of those water tanks and keep it in your bedroom.
Yeah, get yourself a Culligan. Get yourself a Culligan distilled.
Yeah, so every,
don't drink that. Knock
every
it out
now and then
hand.
I wake up to the sound of.
Yes.
That's very soothing. Well, good luck to everyone. Maitland with her book and Steve with his life-saving sleep device.
Yeah.
Hot Wings with a map.
And nothing else.
It was a birthday card.
A birthday card. That's right.
I don't know how to use drawers.
A menu from a Chinese place in Texas.
These weird little boxes that are just empty.
They're like coffins for your stuff.
Yeah.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.